Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
This upcoming concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, that's WCB style, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges, and ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
I'm Chase Rolfson with Rubline Marketing.
This is Jeff Lindsay.
This is Michael Pitt.
Hey, everybody, it's John Dudley from Knock On TV.
Hey, guys, this is Jared Scheffler from Whitetail Adrenaline.
Hi, I'm Taylor Drury from Drury Outdoors.
Hey, this is Nick Munt from Bone Collector.
Hey, this is Melissa Buckman.
Working Class Bow Hunter.
Working Class Bow Hunter.
Working Class Bow Hunter Podcast.
Working Class Bow Hunter Podcast.
Working Class Bow Hunter.
Working Class Bow Hunter.
Working Class Bow Hunter.
You're listening to the Working Class Bow Hunter. That's right, this is a podcast for Billy Joe Lunchbucket, the working man, just like me and you. My name's Travis T. Bone Turner from The Bone Collector. Thank you for tuning in.
Nobody pushes the envelope like Working Class Bow Hunter.
Hey, this is Jules McQueen, and you are listening to the Working Class Bowhunter Podcast.
It's really, really not that good.
Working class.
Holy smokes. You made it. Working Class Bowhunter Podcast, episode 403, we think. I'm your host, Kurt Geyer.
It's hard to keep track anymore, ain't it?
I know. And my co-host.
Eric Hammond.
And my other co-host.
Doug Schmidt.
Dale. And our guest this week, Mr. Gator Outdoors himself.
Wade Borman.
There we go.
There it is.
Nice. Welcome to the podcast. I hope that your season has been going well. The ups and downs are real for all of us in the studio, and maybe we'll cover some of that in this podcast. Maybe we won't. Few things. You know, let's do a veteran shout out right out the gate. Are you not prepared?
No, I got it.
You ready, huh?
I'm ready.
Hope everybody's doing good. While Doug's pulling that up, there's be some new goodies on the Working Class Bowhunter store. We got thermoseats.
Yep.
New hoodies.
New hats.
New beanies and stuff. You all right? You gonna sneeze? You're doing good. Yeah, fight it off.
Don't do it.
It's going to happen.
If you enjoy our show and want to support us, that's a really good way to help out our store. We have a Patreon account. Or if you're just like, I don't really want to give these idiots any money, just go to like Apple Podcasts or your at whatever podcast app and give us a thumbs up, a subscribe, a rating, or whatever. Even if you're like, these guys are the shit and that's all I need to say, that'd be cool. Just anything. Help us out.
That's nice.
Write a review. Tell us what your favorite cheese is. We don't care.
Yeah, just be like, I love Parmesan cheese and Big Bucks. And we'll be like, cool, this guy listens.
Damn, so, that's right. That is cool.
You'd be part of the club.
That would be dope.
I do love Parmesan cheese.
I mean, I just love cheese.
I mean, it's all good. You got that veteran shout out?
This was sent in by Preston by Daly. And the veteran is Matt Bentz. He was in the Army. It says, Matt is my best friend, but is more of a brother. We started hunting together in high school until he enlisted in the Army and was stationed out of state. Even though we couldn't hunt together, we were always on the phone bouncing ideas off each other or letting each other know when we had a successful hunt. He has finally been stationed back in PA, and we are able to pick back up where we left off. Matt is such a good father, and we can't wait to get our kids out in the woods in the coming years. Keep up the hard work, boys.
Awesome.
So, thank you for that, Preston, and thank you for your service, Matt.
Thanks, Matt.
Thanks, Matt.
Cheer luck out in PA.
Yeah, good luck, fellas. That's awesome. Thanks for submitting that.
Shout out to PA, too. They've been killing it on the state hats.
I know. I need to look it up. I meant to do that before this podcast, is rank out the state place, like for number one, not like downloads and rank for right. states.
Yep, yep.
Pennsylvania's in there. Illinois used to be like number four, and I hadn't checked it for a while. Illinois just took first place as number one download state. I don't remember who's number two. I know Wisconsin's in there. But Pennsylvania, shout out to you guys, because
yeah,
killing
damn.
It.
Damn. We're going to try and do that. If they have that, the PA show, we're going to try and make it here soon. Hopefully, with the plans we have, we can make it the whole time. We'll see, though. Anywho.
We're trying.
The podcast is presented by HHA Sports. You all know that. The code WCB15 to save yourself some money on a new site or rest. We love our single pins. We know the controversy, multi-pin, single pin, all the, you know. I say just try it. You might really like it. I find that I enjoy shooting my bow a lot more, only having to look at one pin.
And, well, if you want the multi-pin, too, they do have that option.
They do, but they're primarily known for their single pin sights, and they're pretty damn bulletproof. Scent Crusher, been using the shit out of my gear bag.
Oh yeah,
and everything Halo series, that unit, it's chargeable. You can really take it wherever you want with you. So if you have a roller bag or a closet or a locker, you can pull that Halo series unit out and take it with you on the go. I actually took it and ran it in my truck when I got out of my truck, so I didn't have to, like, the Ozone Go wasn't running because my truck was off.
Absolutely.
So I just ran like a 20-minute cycle while I was in the woods just to like cleanse it.
I
it
do
just
the reeked same thing.
Casey's Pizza. Sweat and like old boots, so you gotta handle it. Also, Loophole Optics. We just did a podcast with Loophole a few episodes ago with Michael. Great people behind that company, based out of Beaverton, Oregon. Known for their scopes primarily, but we rock the 10x42 binos. Love them all on every quality level.
Oh, yeah.
But we rock 10x42s and all Loophole rangefinders, of course.
Love them.
Investing in good optics, especially a good rangefinder, gives you like that little more oomph of confidence.
It's a freaking game changer.
And I love his FOMO analogy. Like, if you see a deer way out, you're like, I can't tell what that is. But then you're like, put your binos, and you're like, oh, that looks looking nice. I'm going to get ready.
That's a shootout.
I'm going to get ready because he's on his way.
That's a no-brainer, you know what I'm saying?
Podcast Ooh. Also brought to you by Thermoseat. You can use code WCTS at Thermoseat. Or we also have our own Thermoseat on workingclassbowhunter.com. We did the 0.75 inch.
Yep. Three quarters of an inch.
But I'm going statistically here with how it's listed on the website. I actually like it better than the thick one, but I'm weird.
I like it better too.
I enjoy
it. It's just slim line.
Yeah. Fits in your backpack and stuff easy.
Yeah. I like it a lot. I'm sitting on one right now, actually, on
me too.
The studio chair. We all are. Check out Thermoseat. Super glad to be a part of that. Been around a while. It's a true American company, man. Victory Archery, RIP TKOs are flying through shit left and right, seems like.
Extortion's going to fly through something tomorrow.
That's right.
Calling it?
Calling it tomorrow.
Do you remember your predictions, Doug?
No, I know they weren't good so far.
You've been off the last couple of years, bro.
I think it's just because there's just too many people asking.
No,
I'm just throwing numbers out there.
I'm telling you, you gotta just shave the mustache off one of these times and regrow it.
You got to do it after season, though.
If I don't kill a buck this year, I'll shave my mustache.
Okay, that's fair.
Hit the restart button.
Hey, write that down.
Diet. Like blonde.
I'll just shave it.
Diet blonde.
It needs a fresh color. Do it like a cinnamon phase, you know?
Like highlight it.
Then nobody's going to recognize me.
Yeah. Anyway, Victory Archery, that's their plug. I'm sure they're thrilled. Also, Gator Outdoors. We don't really like that company. I'm just kidding. He's in the building right now. Now, Gator Outdoors, we have a code at gatoroutdoors.com, WCB10. You can save yourself some money. You can get Scent Crusher products there, but I guess I kind of been talking about this. I don't know if I'm supposed to, but I already did it on air.
Give me about a few months.
Oops.
Wait till the first of the year. Okay. First of the year, we're good.
Well, don't listen to the ad. It's on the other last two podcasts before this.
Ignore that.
Every time you talk about it, it's like, I don't know if I'm supposed to talk about this one.
We love Sun Crusher. There's nothing wrong with Sun Crusher. We still have it.
Oh, I know. I wasn't saying that. Yeah, right. Okay.
We're not getting rid of just them. You know, we're not getting rid of them in general. It's just things changing for the better.
Okay, I wasn't going that you were just getting rid of Scent Crusher, but yes.
transitioning big things for the lifestyle of what we do. Gator Outdoors, outfitting the working class.
Sorry, Wade.
Listen,
yeah.
You don't understand. Like, we're broadcast people, so when you tell me something, you'll be like, hey, you can't say these certain things. But now
if
we
you
just
tell us, we're going to say it.
Now we just hyped it up. So, fucking right. Let's fuck some shit up. 21. Let me get my papers out here. Elite Archery, go WCB, Everything Outdoor Group. We're shooting The Cure. Everybody's looking at me really funny. Like, I'm just tanking this podcast to the fucking ground.
No, you're doing great. I was like, hey, let me get my papers here, but you literally have one piece of paper.
Well, they don't know at home. You fucking blow my cover.
Yeah, dude. Come on.
I just think it's funny.
We're shooting The Cure big time. Code WCB 2020. We'll be hunting with the boys from Big Time Indiana.
The boys.
So we might put that on some social medias if anybody wants to meet up at a tavern late season in near Rockville, Indiana. So hit us up. It'll be fun. Old Barn Taxidermy. Oh, boy. I already got me and Papa Dave got critters at Old Barn.
Ooh. And me.
And Wade's got critters at Old Barn. That's so right. Listen.
And my mom.
And your mom.
God damn.
I was there this weekend.
And you can get entered into the listener, WCB listener drawing. So mm-hmm. You go there and be like, hey, I listen to those idiots. And I was successful because their podcast is so good, it made me successful. And I bought a kill cap.
It's so fucking good that I just killed this monster.
I need to take a critter there so I can enter that.
Yeah, I'm trying to get a free mount.
That's a deal.
I'm
trying to
get a free mount here.
Fort Madison, Iowa. There's drop-off locations all over that you can get to. And they will come and pick up your animal so you don't have to drive to Fort Madison. You don't have to be close to them. I will be a drop-off location. By the time this episode airs, I should officially be a drop-off location. I got my freezer already, so you have your cape. If you're local listening, hit me up. You bring it in. Old Barn comes and gets it within a day or two, and they get it there, and they take care of you from there.
That's cool.
Perfect. So you don't have to make that hour for us, hour and a half drive to Old Barn to get a affordable, a top-notch quality, and a fast turnaround all on your taxidermy. It's everything you want in a taxidermist. You get it back quick, and you don't sacrifice quality.
And we're trying their meat processing this time,
too. Yeah, one-stop shop.
I'm excited for that, man.
Oh, we got the deer sticks.
I talked to Sam, and I was like, Sam Gaylord, the owner, and I'm like, hey, ground, I just want straight deer, like no beef or pork. He's like, really? You just do it straight? I'm like, yeah, dude, because I ain't no bitch.
That's what I did, too.
That's what I said.
You said that?
Yeah, I was like, dude.
Damn.
I said, bitch.
What do you say?
Well, I'm a bitch, but I still did it.
No, I didn't say that at all. But I did tell him, like, no beef or whatever, or no beef fat or pork fat. And he's like, really? I'm like, yeah, dude, it's how it rolls.
It is what it is.
I said, you better recognize Sam. So, anyway, gang. That's our great, great partners. Hopefully, we still have all those partners after they hear how we plugged all of them. After I'm that sure. episode, Gator Outdoors is probably out.
We're out of money now.
Leaking in from me. Yeah. Well, we're trying to make you some more. So, anyway, thanks for being here. What's up, guys?
Not much.
What up?
How's everybody's season so far? We'll get to you, Wade. We know how your season went.
Mine's pretty shit so far, but
shit.
Hopefully it turns around this weekend.
It's bad?
I just haven't been out that much.
Well, that's your fault.
I know.
That is your fault.
It's not the hunting.
It's not the deer's fault.
Yeah, just been farming. Trying to get it done, though. It's almost done. We should be good this weekend.
Yeah. Have you bow hunted hard at all, or are you,
like,
no, just waiting?
I've been out like 3 times.
Wow.
I've been out quite a bit. Been seeing a lot of deer and everything. So
yeah, you got a little hot spot, it seems like.
Yeah, a little hot spot. But now the corn came out, and then I hunted again, and then I seen one doe after that. So I think it's kind of one of those spots. I picked up the spot this year, so
yeah,
kind of just learning the property and everything. Corn came out, and
for sure,
all the deer kind of vanished.
Yeah, I had a spot like that. Well, I still do. It's super small.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like the deer are there when the crop's in, and then it's like it's out, and then everything vanishes. It's a ghost.
It's like a 1 acre patch of timber in a fence line, so they travel that fence line, they stay in that timber when the corn's up, and then once it's out,
yeah,
they're gone
for sure. Yeah, that's the same type of piece I have. All right, catching up to my season, I got a doe and a buck and a coyote in 1 weekend.
That's a good weekend.
And I shot a turkey opening day, so I have like a Midwest slam already.
There you go.
You shot like 3 arrows within 24
that's
hours
a good slam.
You?
Yeah, we'll talk about that. We'll get that on another episode. This is not about me, but I will tease the new challenge. And Wade, you're going to like this. I'll tell you after the podcast.
Sure.
Because this might be the title of a podcast. We don't know for sure, but if not, it'll for sure be in one. The Casey's Pizza call out. I invented it. It's a thing. It's a hunting challenge. The Casey's Pizza call out. It's really difficult. And the only reason why I know about this challenge is because I did it on accident.
Oh boy.
So tune in to a future episode to hear the Casey's Pizza call out.
Okay.
You guys like Casey's Pizza, so I like where it's going.
You'll never feel more Midwestern if you can pull it off. All right. It's almost, it's like a grand slam, just nothing like it. You know what I mean?
Okay.
It's like a grand slam.
You got me curious.
Imagine
now
accomplishing a grand slam with your bow, but you didn't actually do it, and then you get pizza at the end.
I thought maybe it was like you eat every...
Nope.
Every flavor of Casey's Pizza in one sitting, you got the grand slam of Casey's Pizza.
Well, you
pizza
could do that. That's like that part of the challenge is optional.
Okay. I would have won that already.
Right.
In one sitting?
I can do it.
Maybe I'll tell at the end. Maybe I'll call it out at the end, and then we'll tell the story.
I'm interested in it, though. Sounds interesting.
Yeah, you guys will like it. Wade will appreciate it the most, I think. I don't know why. You just look like you're excited. You want to know more about it.
I do.
We'll get to it. What's up, dude? You've been fucking killing it.
You know, I cannot believe you guys actually have me here again. Your numbers have to go down every single time I'm on.
They do.
Every single time I'm on, they have to go down.
We take a hit, but...
They do, but the fun part is, like, building it back up.
Yeah, true, I guess.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
That's what we like, the challenge,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
So, number one in bow hunting. We got a bunch of Democrats in front of us on the charts, but we're doing what we can.
Yeah, we saw that. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, man, you've been killing it. You've been having a good year. You
had a good year.
You got married.
Did, yes. Got engaged last year. Got married this year. I mean, bought a new property. Getting ready to build. I mean, a lot of good things happen right now.
Yeah, damn.
I mean, Gator's been killing. It's been a little over a year since Gator started, so yeah.
Man,
we are.
Money
it has
bags.
Been a. It's just been fun.
It seems
really
like it's been
fun.
Around a lot longer.
No, just a little over a year.
That's impressive, dude. For what?
Yeah.
For only being just over a year. That's
yeah.
Seems like the first time we had one was like 3 years ago, don't it?
It seems like a long time.
Still have no idea what we're doing, but it's fun.
Yeah, that's part of it, man. It'll mold in, find its groove. Yeah. I think it is.
You think you know?
Kind of like the postal service. They'll figure it out too.
Right. One day.
Eventually. Yeah. Eventually, they'll figure out what they're doing, and
then
maybe
they'll be on their way.
Yeah.
So you just got married. Congrats, I guess.
Congrats.
Thank you.
Sounds like you have a supportive old lady because you're doing Gator and hunting and having a good time and drinking with us often lately.
She loves it. She loves it.
She better.
Yeah. I don't know what she's doing right now. I have no idea.
Does she love you?
I think so.
You know what
I
she's doing? So. She's hanging out with Steve.
Yeah, I doubt that. I really doubt
I wouldn't
that.
Even be worried if that was actually happening.
Yeah. I mean,
I'd be worried what she's going to hear.
Don't worry. He'll fuck that one up, too.
So you say you bought ground.
Yeah.
Talk about this a little bit.
Actually, the funny thing was is we were out just we're cruising the gravels, you know, not drinking or anything like that.
Gravels?
Yeah, just hanging out one time.
Thanks for clarifying that you weren't drinking.
Yeah, we were just hanging out.
Drinking Mountain Dew?
Yeah, we're just relaxing just enjoying the night. And
ice cold.
Ice.
And I said, look at this. There's a sign for sale on this nice piece of property, you know, way out of our budget. There's no way we can afford it. But, hey, you know, let's call the real estate agent, see what's going on with it, and see what it is, you know.
Yeah.
Actually, this property you can't even see from the road, really. The lane kind of just goes up off the gravel at like a 90-degree angle. It's seriously so steep.
Mm-hmm.
It's awful. And you're like, what's up there? It's pretty cool. So I just called the real estate agent. Didn't answer, of course, because, you know, they don't work that hard. So
or that lady.
It's always like,
he was driving around at 2 a.m.
Like the easiest thing in the world to sell, you know, to sell and make fat commission on is real estate. So, you know, why not answer your phone at 10 o'clock at night when people are not drinking and driving the gravel road? So,
right,
you know, which is weird. So next day, called them up and answered. And, hey, you want to look at it? It's like, yeah, love to.
Mm-hmm.
He drove us around. It was like middle of July. Hot as hell. He's in his truck. He's dirty. Truck's dirty. I've never met a real estate agent like that in my life. You know, just smelled horrible. Just cruises around and goes, hey, you like this? I said, can't really see it. The weeds are still tall, you know, and I'm in the back seat of the truck and she's in the front.
Yeah.
You know, with an extended cab that barely fits me, you know, and I was like, you know what? I really actually kind of like it. Once we got on top of the hill, I can kind of see the river and, it's pretty neat.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, how many acres? Like, well, like there's 30 some acres here. Oh, that's pretty cool. And he's like, this is the price. Like, oh, that's, you know, obviously really steep. Can't afford that at all. I said, here's an offer. Oh, he ain't taking that. Well, we get that.
Yeah.
So that's,
but it's
we were
an
just,
offer.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean.
And he's like, well, I'm not telling that. I said, oh. I said, that's fine. I said, but isn't your job to call the seller anyway, like every offer, like no matter what?
Yeah.
Kind of got to put the feelers out there on something like that.
Yeah, and he just kind of treated me like garbage.
Well, I think they have to, like by law. Like if you put in an official offer, they have to like submit it.
Yeah. I used to watch some real estate shows. They were pretty addicting, you know, for a while. They are. I
mean, there's somebody that's an expert or a real estate agent listening to screaming.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They're like, you know.
These guys are dumb.
But yeah. So we're like, I threw that offer out, and he's like, yeah, that's way too low. I'm not taking that at all. And I'm like, well, that's fine, but, like, just give him the offer, and we'll just see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they're like, no, like, go up $5,000. I'm like, what's $5,000 do with this much money? Really, what's $5,000?
Right, right.
To
right.
your commission, not even that much.
Yeah, it's not $50,000, yeah.
You know, he's like, fine, but he ain't taking it. I said, well, I get it.
Yeah.
Whatever. Calls a guy up, and I'll take it.
No shit.
Took it. He goes, and the guy goes, no, you go up higher. You can go up higher. Literally in front of me.
Mm. No shit.
Goes, no, pissed. We'll take it right now.
What company did this guy work yeah. for?
And I'm like, awesome. Cool. But I'm like, also, I don't know if I can even afford that.
Shit.
So, yeah.
I got to go talk to my bank. Like, hold on.
So, I'm good friends with my banker. I was like, yeah, I'll just call him tonight and see what he says. And so I put an offer on some ground. And he said, I said on a few acres. I didn't say how many, whatever. Oh, no problem. He goes, hey, I'm leaving for vacation, you know, like tomorrow.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, I need on a document that, like, this year approved this, like,
yeah,
tomorrow or now. And he's like, okay, yeah, just why don't you swing in before the bank opens? We'll just sit down and do some stuff, and no problem. And he goes, a few acres. He goes, this is like almost 40. I'm like, yeah. He's like, all right, well, I didn't go on vacation, so I'll just approve it. Like, we'll just talk about it later. I'm like, it's cool.
Sweet.
You know,
no
sweet.
Shit.
So I made that real estate agent really mad because he didn't think I'd probably be approved, which, I mean, I'm a young guy, you know. It's like, they're like, yeah. Oh, how can you? You're not a farmer. You're nothing yet, you know.
Right.
Just
right.
an idiot, probably. And,
yeah, well,
you know,
yeah.
Well, jumped on it.
True.
And,
no shit, dude. That's yeah. crazy. It was yeah. just, yeah, we'll do it.
Yeah. And we closed in 30 days. And I had no, like, it wasn't even thinking, like, deer hunting wise, anything like that. Like, just really thought it'd be a great place to raise a family, you know, and just have a, it just felt right. It's just mm-hmm. weird. It's one of them deals.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
just worked.
Mm-hmm.
And just rolled with it. And then, a month later, we closed, and like
that's
the week
moving fast, man.
It's like, yeah, it's like a 30-day like normal thing, you know.
Yeah, but it just seems like from 30 days, you're just like, look at this. Yeah, I'll throw this offer. Oh, yep, it's ours. Yep, and a month later, it's yours.
This is what's crazy. You guys don't even know the whole story yet. I mean, this is gets really cool.
Mm-hmm.
So then last year, the week before we closed, we threw up some cameras. I threw up some cameras out there, just checking out, see what's in the area. And I'm sure there's. I mean, it's a great spot for deer. Just didn't know what was going on. And right away, I'm like, wow, that's some really big deer here. Like, this is crazy.
Yeah.
You know, and this is completely random. I had no, there's nothing I've done to this property that would make me kill deer yet. Like, there's just nothing ready yet.
Good genetic, good.
Oh, it's good. And I was like, this is cool. Well, a week or 2 weeks later, we closed. I said, hey, can I put some stands up? Well, actually, right before we closed, I should say, I asked the owner, hey, or the seller, can I just put some stands up?
Yeah.
Just because I'm going to own it anyway in a couple of weeks, I'm like, want to get ahead of the game, and
right.
since I own it, I just want to hunt here anyway. Even though there's no deer, I just want to sit there.
Yeah, oh yeah,
and relax. And he's like, "Yeah, no problem." So we sat there. I sat there a few times, and we closed. And then that next, the first full week after we closed, it was my birthday week, which is kind of like right now.
Yeah,
about a year later.
Uh-huh.
And I had this nice, you know, mid 140s buck. I've been seeing quite a bit. Just felt super cool because it was like my land. I like just really liked this deer. Like it would just. Didn't even matter. Like, this was the deer I wanted to kill.
Yeah.
And then one day, I was like, I'll just go out there and put a scrape stick up. Like, this is when me and the scrape stick boys became good friends. Like,
mm-hmm.
I'll throw some stuff out there. Like, I haven't really messed with scrape sticks yet. Kind of do my own thing. And he was hitting that scrape stick, just being crazy. One of my buddies shot a really nice buck, and I took the tarsal glands off that deer and just threw it out there by mm-hmm. the scrape stick one day. I'm actually was from work, so I was in, like, nice pants. I kind of was wearing Curve, like totally screwing this area up. Like, didn't think, like, I'm going to hurry up and, like, in my truck, drop these tarsal glands off, run out. Like, no one's going to know or smell me. You know, I'm not going to touch nothing.
Right.
You know? So I went to drop them off, and this is no joke. The deer jumps the fence.
While you're
as I take the tarsal glands out of the Ziploc bag, he jumps the fence and must have smelled it. I don't know how. It's right before the rut. It's pre-rut.
Yeah, yeah.
So he jumps the fence, and people can say bullshit. This is not true.
Yeah,
do whatever they want. He jumps the fence, and like comes at me like maybe 15 yards. Stops because he sees me. So you have to realize where we're at. This is a top of a ridge. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm on top of the ridge, doing this. So he's on the back side of the bottom side of this hill.
So he probably can't even see you.
No, and he can't hear me either.
Are you? But you're in your truck, right?
No, I mean, I jumped out of the truck. I mean, I'm like 10 feet from the truck.
Oh, he's gotcha. In a slack.
You know. Yeah, I'm gonna jump on the. I'm throwing these tarps and lands out. I'm out of here. Cool. I'm out. You know, whatever. And he jumps the fence, and you hear. I hear him grunt, jump the fence. He looks at me, shakes his head like he wants to fight me. I'm like, dude, here's my truck, and here am I. Like, and I'm not gonna lie to you, I'm pissing my pants. Because this deer, like, really doesn't give a shit.
How far is he?
And wants to fight. 60 yards, probably. Yeah. You know? But it's enough to where, like, we're kind of, like, eye level now because, like, he gets up to the hill. Like, he's, like, I don't know if he's actually coming that way, like, on purpose originally.
Yeah.
But then, like, he smelled them over me, my body, my curve, which maybe curve is, like, they can't smell it to deer. So, wear a curve, I guess, next time curve. You hit the woods.
Yeah.
I remember that.
But, good. Girls like the curve. Maybe the whitetails do. We'll find that out.
I remember that also.
Yeah. So, anyway, he literally jumps the fence.
Spurts him on your mustache.
Yeah. He comes.
Irresistible.
Damn it, I had my mouth open again.
It smells so good.
He comes at me, and I'm like, get out of here.
Yeah.
Because, like, he's like.
He's just rutting that hard.
Putting his tongue through his nose. He's like.
You're trying to sniff. Oh,
he's all just fired up. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, get Nelson, just takes off, jumps a fence. I'm like, son of a bitch. That's that deer. Just wild. Like, this deer was a stud. Is a huge bodied deer. I mean, the rack, I mean, when you're looking at him like that close, looks like a massive deer, obviously, because you're on ground level.
Yeah.
But when you see cameras, like, what a big bodied deer. Just, the rack doesn't match the deer, but dude, just a fun looking animal, just ready to have fun with me. Like, let's go.
Yeah, yeah.
And I knew from that point in time, like, I'm going to hunt just this spot. All my other places I had good deer at, a really good buck I want to shoot another property. That had some really crazy stuff going on that I knew was going to be a giant this year. So anyway.
Well, how cool does it feel to see deer on your own place?
Yeah. And that's really one I wanted to do, but I didn't know if it would happen.
Yeah.
But that whole week, I was like, dude, he's there every day. Even when I was there once. Next day, that next night, he was there on camera. And I didn't have any cell cameras bought at that time yet, so I was like squeezing out there, being super dumb, like checking cameras, getting everything all bothered up. But I'm like, he just kept being there every single day.
So you think that property was like untouched before? Because that would never happen. My place, a buck just.
Yeah, so how this property works is, I had to say it this way, it's basically surrounded by a bunch of ground that doesn't, as of last year, get shotgun hunted anymore.
Yeah.
Which helps big time.
Yeah.
And also on top of that, there is 7 to 8 different bow hunters around the area, pretty close to mine. But I have about 11 acres of organic alfalfa sitting there.
Mm.
Everything else is corn and beans.
Mm.
So they're that, I love listening to juries because there's that certain vitamins that are in that alfalfa that they just can't get to the corn and beans that they jump into that green forage. Oh, yeah. So they love nailing that where the does are always at. All year this year, I've really noticed that does just lay there all year round in that alfalfa, wake up, eat, lay back down the alfalfa. They don't even leave it.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Because they feel safe. Which is cool, and there's not a lot of houses near it, but anyway, that week was super cool because I sat in the tree stand, I think twice, maybe three times, and the one time he came out, and I was Snapchatting everybody, I can see him, like, dude, 100 yards away from me, like, he's just sitting there, owns his whole entire field, just looking around, obviously doesn't see me, I took a summit climber up this little cedar tree, and I'm a big dude, so it was kind of ballsy, but I wanted to overlook the field, just had no shots that day, whatever. And then the next night, it was getting close to last light, and a doe came out, and I was about to blast this doe because I was like, man, I just want to kill a deer in this ground so bad.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And she's just sitting in front of me, and she's a nice big girl. Well, he jumps out right in front of her, too, and I'm like, oh, there you are, buddy.
There he is.
There you are. Let him have it. He went about 80 yards in the timber, and I actually didn't hear him crash or anything. And I was so jacked. I'm like, just back out. Just get out of here.
Yeah.
Drink about 4 or 5. End up drinking 12 beers
right.
in
Why
like
would you
2
not,
hours,
right?
Yeah. You know, yep. And sat there and called my buddy up, and they came out. And
did you
dad,
have doubt or something about the shot?
Did I what?
You had doubt or something about it?
No. I just wanted to like call people.
Just give
like,
it, give
just
it
hang
time.
Out.
No
it was
need to
super
rush
cold. It.
It
was nice. It was my birthday buck, dude.
Dude,
it
that's what I call like taking in the moment.
Yeah.
Because it's easy to be like, all right, now the work is, like, this is where all the work starts. All right, hurry up, get out there and all that. Because Cameron Tank shot his buck last year. Not and he hasn't killed a ton of deer with a bow, but I'm like, dude, back out. Like, I'll come with you and help you track and pull it out.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, don't even look at it. Go back and celebrate. And, like, if you know it's down, like enjoy the moment, enjoy the vibe of like you haven't retrieved it yet.
Yeah.
If you can, doesn't always work that way, but
yeah.
Like I can't enjoy it that long in some of the places I hunt because it's kind of far away and I'm by myself type of thing. But yeah, I know what you're saying. Like it's fun to do that.
Yeah.
Because it's rare. Like we live for those moments all year. So when you get an opportunity to kind of take your time and you're not rushed,
yeah, and they happen so fast too. So
yeah,
I mean, that's a good point. Take your time.
Yeah,
and I really wanted to, you know, remember the moment. So I was like, you know, this could be possibly the first year killing my land. I'm gonna like just hang back. Let's just go back down the hill, and that's what I did. And we had a few beers, and about 2 hours later, we decided to go back up the ridge. And because I mean, it's hard to explain because it's literally on top of the world. Because you can see the Mississippi River, you can see into town, you can see the other town behind you. Like you are on top of a ridge. It's so cool. I end up getting up there and with a side by side actually, and just get out, find blood, which we don't find.
Blood. Oh, really?
Like I figured this deer's dead.
Like where do you think you hit this deer?
I mean, right in the pump house. So this deer was
like
dead.
The heart, double lung.
Yeah, this deer was dead.
Passed through.
I mean, completely passed through. Because actually, the funny thing was, I should have lighted a knock. When I shot, it went through him. Like I just saw, like you'd see it disappear.
Yeah,
obviously, and then I couldn't find the lighted knock though. But I knew it was a pass through because it's an instinct. So it's like you have to. It's there.
Yeah.
So
yeah. It's like hitting a swish on like a 3-pointer.
Yeah. You just know lights out. See you later. You shoot it and you just walk away.
Yeah.
You know, I just swish. I knew it's going
to
go in.
Yeah. You do the no look. Like, oh, going back to the Ross thing. You're so fucked.
Yeah. So I went to go look for my arrow and I couldn't find anything. Waited, you know, obviously till dark, got down. Can't find my lighted knock. I'm like, okay, weird. Maybe it's not as good as I thought, but I still backed out. Waited a couple hours, got back on the side by side, head towards the ridge, the timber, and we hear this, just this loud beller. And I'm like, well, he just died 2 hours later. Glad I didn't go look for him.
There.
What?
That's
yeah.
true.
Yeah. 80 yards. That's how I know for a fact where I shot him at, where he died, was 80 yards. But I don't get it.
Make the hair stand up on the back of your neck.
So when you got him, it was pump house. Or where was the arrow at?
Was
it low?
It barely, no. It barely missed the heart, but it was, yeah. He was double long, definitely. But I actually found the arrow probably 40 yards from where I shot him. I mean, full of blood. Everything was good.
Did it just go through him and hang off the exit hole for a bit?
It must have. That's what I'm guessing. Right before it hit the timber, that's where he went in. That's where I found the arrow.
Yeah.
And yeah, then we went to look for him, and my buddy and his dad.
So did you kind of one lung him or something?
No, he was definitely double lunged. But the crazy thing was though, like when he sat there, like where he was dead at, there was really no blood until like there was specks of blood, but like 15 yards before he died, just poured out. I mean, within 80 yards, I mean that much adrenaline, I guess, just pushing, he just didn't bleed much. But I mean, there was no snow on the ground. It was super green.
So did he bed? He died on his bed or something like that?
No, he like literally died upside down off this bluff. Like,
okay, I'm confused a little bit. I think you waited like 2 hours. You said
yeah.
Then you went and found him, and then you went out there and then heard him die.
What I think he did was because I don't know if he. It's hard to say because off this ridge you can't really hear or see anything.
Right.
Okay. So as he goes down this ridge, I figure he's dead, right, instantly.
Right. right?
He just went 80 yards.
Like, you thought you could have just went
and got him.
Yeah,
there's nowhere else to go because it's water.
Right, okay.
So he's like, okay, he's got to be down there. He didn't go any farther down the gravel because we're down there.
Yeah, yeah.
And you have to be there to understand it. But we end up coming back, and then we hear this beller, which he must have just laid there and died, I'm guessing. But from when we got to him, he was stiff as a board. That beller either had to have been him, which we think it is still him.
Yeah.
Might have been that last, like, yeah. I don't know. I don't know how to explain it.
Huh.
Like,
that's weird.
Could have been just laying there for a while and then finally had one last, like, give?
See, that's weird, but I'm not doubting you at all because you have no reason.
But, like,
just weird things happen in the woods because not everything is, like, that's the thing that I love hunting and I hate it at the same time when it comes to, like, that type of situation, or like when people ask questions, they want this clear-cut answer. You know, I did this. I want this result every time. Well, yeah. Weird shit happens
all the time.
All the time. If you bull hunt long enough, you'll do something. You'll be like, I don't know what the fuck happened, or I can't explain this, and it was weird. It does happen often enough where it's not like a strange occurrence, but I hear it
definitely
you,
happens.
You hear so many like blood trail slash like deer recovery nightmare stories or unexplained happenings of a deer that's just like pinwheeled and went 400 yards double lunged, like, or a buck that had a heart shot and went 200 yards and dived into a log pile or some shit, you know, like just crazy stuff. That's what's cool about it though, too. You know,
the thing is, a shot is a deadly shot. The shot is he should not be living long whatsoever.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
But it's a deer. It's a mature white-tailed deer. You can't say
you knock out both his lungs. He shouldn't go 100 yards.
No, but they do.
Like max, he shouldn't go 100
yards. Yeah, but they do.
But they
can.
Do. But they do. Yeah.
And they can live there for a while, just sitting there on their ass, and then die. So, which was super. I mean, it could have been not him. It could have been Bigfoot. It could have been Steve. It could have been anybody made that noise in the timber.
Good point.
But what I'm saying is the fact of the matter is it wasn't a horse, it wasn't a cow. We're within 50 yards of this deer dead, and he bellers. It's a sound that you know it's that whitetail because you found him a few minutes later there. So it was him. Nope. Even though
it's crazy,
we know where we shot him at and what we found for blood. So at the end of the day, he's dead, he's tagged, he's on the wall.
Hey,
it's all matters.
Congrats.
So that's where we're at. And that's that deer.
So first buck on your own property.
Yes, which was so cool.
Dude, that's like a dream come true.
And then I spent the money on getting pictures taken. I put it on Instagram 1,000 times. I still put it on Instagram 1,000 times. I don't give
saw
a shit.
It. I'm just kidding.
Oh, everybody saw it. I don't care.
You have every reason to.
This is what we do.
That's what it's about.
Yeah. This is what we wait for all year round. Yeah. This is why we do what we do. And
that's cool, man. I like that you went back and like you soaked in the moment and stuff like that. And I'm a sucker for blood trail talk, dude.
Even the next day was like, hey, I need to find a photographer like local in my area. Like, I want to get pictures. Like, I don't ever want to forget this moment ever.
Yeah.
Right.
And when I get the house built, I want to have this deer on the wall, this frame, like everything. Like, I'm going to regret not doing it. And had some people would come out, took pictures. And now all of a sudden, you know, it created this element of, you know, what we're doing with our business.
Yeah.
You know, just, hey, I can do this more with everybody else's kills.
Doesn't hurt. Yeah.
And it wasn't meant to be.
You guys do kill it with like success and recovery pictures and stuff like that. You guys do a really good job. Yeah.
But we don't, we don't know what we're doing, but we just find some people and take the pictures and we share them.
You guys do well. So, first buck on your own property, dream come true. I can't imagine what that's going to be.
It's got to feel good.
It was.
Oh, it's got to.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was fun.
Even, I mean, I have enough here, I could probably kill something. I'll figure it out. Even I can whack a doe.
I think that's every hunter's dream, though, is to own a piece of property and then be able to hunt it, you know.
For sure. So, moving forward, so what kind of mount did you do on them?
Just an upright shoulder mount.
Well, break the deer down. What was he? What kind of buck?
The one I just shot, the one from last year.
Last year. The one we just told the whole story about.
Just a 9-point, mid-140s buck.
Yeah, nice buck.
Yeah, nice buck. Yeah, definitely.
I will shoot. I said it before. I say it every year. I will shoot a 140-inch buck every fucking year.
Oh, definitely. And the funny thing was...
I have for like the last, I don't know how long.
The other guys around me... that owned the land, or not even owned the land, but just the other bow hunters around me were like, dude, that was our number 3 buck. Why'd you kill him? I'm like,
they said that to you?
Yeah, a few guys did.
And I said, are they good dudes or are they giving you shit?
I don't know. Either one.
You guys aren't going to like me, though.
They're not going to like me.
That's what I said.
They don't like me this year at all.
Oops.
Yeah, because I took the number 1 out this year. But I was like,
hey, Doug, Q.
It is. What it is.
Hell yeah. So,
Q,
I was hoping you were going to do like a full mount on that on your first buck on your own property. Just some this obnoxious fucking thing.
So I'm glad I didn't.
Oh, fuck.
Put it in your bedroom.
Let's continue on the story.
We need to continue on the story. But let's hold on. Let's have a drink.
A little drinky poo? I'll drink the creek water.
Can I get a Busch Light? Because I... Too much Captain.
We don't have any left in here.
I have an ulcer right now.
Oh, you do?
No, I don't. I feel like I do.
Oh, yeah.
I drink too much. Hey, thanks, brother.
It's all right, man. You're an American. You're red-blooded American.
Just kidding. I feel like I have an ulcer tonight.
Just tonight?
You feel like you have one or you feel like getting one?
Well, ever since I've been married, really been eating well. Like, you know, Mexican, pizza.
Right.
Hot wings.
But nothing matters anymore.
Really good stuff.
You can just let your body go.
Let yourself go.
Man, I have. Yeah. But I was like, wow, you know. What's this, like, hard bone here? Like, I told Macy, I'm like, hey, touch this. Like, what is this thing? Is this, like, a tumor? Like, what is this? It's your sternum. I'm like, why is it so pushed out? She goes, that's your gut. I'm like, oh, shit.
Wait, that's called a rib.
That's a rib, yeah.
Yeah, you've had that. That's your whole
acid reflux.
Yeah. Well, I didn't really. Yeah, yeah.
I feel like my insides
it's like sticking
are
out now, though. I wasn't ever doing that before.
Hey, it's all right.
Ever since you got married, that just happened.
Yeah.
You need to let yourself go. You just quit giving a fuck, you know?
So I think it's my ulcer, like, you know.
Letting you know it's
reflucting,
there.
Pushing out.
Reflucting. Dude, I'm pumped.
Is that a word?
I guess I never, I knew you had ground, but I guess I didn't know, like, that whole story in detail.
Yeah, we never really talked about it. I mean, it's, we tried, I think one of the first podcasts when I first came on last year, we were going to talk about it. We just talked so much gator that we didn't talk.
Right.
That story is like, yeah, you shot a deer. Like, that's what we went into, but this has been good timing.
Well,
for that,
our scheduling, so we're learning as we go with our scheduling. So, like, last year we were booked, like, months and months in advance, and we were for a while now. Like, we're just now getting caught up here where we're, so it's just different. During season, you don't want to be booked all the way through season because then you can't do your season stuff. Like, so, you know what I mean? We wouldn't be able to do this podcast like we did.
Yep.
So we're trying not to book way out during season because what if a cold front's coming in and we got to reschedule some shit?
Right.
And we got to go hunting or whatever. So,
or if someone kills a buck, then we can get him in and get the story out right away.
Yeah. Because it's tough to get everybody. Damn, Doug just went out and grabbed a bunch of beers. We're kind of delaying for Doug to get back.
Are you stealing my beers or what?
Well, you volunteered them. I heard you.
Oh, okay.
So, I guess...
Those all for you?
No.
We'll pick it up from here. So, you just turned into a big buck killer, not that you weren't before.
Let's fast forward a year to now.
Actually, no, we'll just let him paint the picture, because I don't... There's got to be, like, a missing point in the story somewhere.
There was. Did I tell you the story? I feel like that's why you just said that.
Dude, listen, I'm a fucking... No, I didn't know. I don't know anything.
Okay, so... Okay, I'm going to tell you, because I'm on a... rant right now. I'm just gonna go
let it ride.
So that week I shot that deer, a week later I still had cameras up, and now remember, in the state of Iowa, that's a landowner tag now,
right?
So I still have a statewide, which I still do right now. Damn. Whoa. So let's go back to that. So that week,
lucky bastard,
that's right. So this so that week after I had some cameras up, I was like, I'm just gonna sit there again. I'm not gonna probably shoot anything. I still had a doe tag, I think. Maybe I didn't, I don't know. But I was sitting there, and it was like 8:30, 9 o'clock, beautiful day out. It was like mid-60s, and the Hawks played at 11:30, I think, or whatever it was. And I'm like, you know what? It's too nice out. I already shot my deer. I'm going to go drink some beer, you know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, why not? You have those days.
Yeah. I'm going to crawl down. I'm like, you know, I'm going to watch the Hawks. Screw it. I get my stand or get down to my truck.
Dude, we're so Midwestern, it hurts.
It's bad. I watched the Hawks. I don't remember who they even... I think they played Nebraska. I don't even remember.
Like, there's like three Western people like from Utah listening to this. They're just like, fucking idiots. Fucking
dipshits.
Yeah. Like, yeah, no wonder you have a Thermoseat sponsor. You know what I mean?
But no, I end up...
Shout out Thermoseat.
I end up watching the Hawks. The next day, I'm like, you know what? I'll get out there in the stand and I'll sit again in the morning. So that's what I did. And check the camera before I got in the tree, and wee, I had a real nice 8-point, looked like 9 because he had splits, and probably 140s, mid-140s, almost 150.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, what a stud, just 5 yards from the stand. What time was that? 9:15 Saturday morning, the day I left a half hour before he got there.
No shit.
Yeah, and I'm like, shit. And I text everybody so pissed off, like, dude, a week later, could you imagine the story on my own ground? Like,
oh, yeah.
Was right there, stud. And I had a video of everything, so I posted Instagram, like, I suck, life's over, like, this deer was here, oh, my God.
Meanwhile, like, the week before, you were just on, like, the highest peak.
Yeah,
like,
oh, cloud nine.
It was nuts. Like, yeah, it was just like, God damn it. And I hunted that place kind of hard for the next 2 weeks, never saw him. Hunted some other places, hunted public, all the way up till January, up to ATA. And I just didn't see a buck I wanted to kill and, you know, just ate it. Didn't see this deer again, you know, early part of winter into shed season. Didn't find a sheds, obviously, nothing. I have small acres compared to what's around me.
Yeah.
Didn't see this deer at all. Now backtrack probably first, what are we in right now? What's today, the 25th?
27th.
So the first week of October, I saw him on camera. Didn't know it was him at first. I bought those Tacticam reveals right then and there.
Heard good things.
Very good things, and I'm going to say a few things about that too in a little bit. But put a camera. Actually, switched the stand out. didn't like the stand that it was in. So I switched the stand out, put that camera up. That next morning, on camera was him. After I kind of looked at him for a little while, I'm like, wow, he's a stud. This deer is huge. He's gotten big. This deer is a stud.
Mm-hmm.
Not knowing what everybody else around me in the area has actually seen of this deer.
Right.
He was there 2, 3, 4 days in a row.
No shit.
But not in daylight.
Right, right.
You know.
It's a start, though.
It's a start.
It's a start. And, but it was getting...
Consistency is better than one random one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
He was getting there, and he kept on showing his ugly self, like, almost, you know, every other day. Just, I looked at that wind, looked at temperature, looked at different things. Like, that cold front came in that first week, and that's when he was there.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, okay, that's cool. And I left that place completely alone, now knowing that I had that reveal camera out there, that I'm not going to go in there and blow everything out,
right,
checking cameras. So I was getting images of him pretty regularly. Well, being about second weekend of October, and he was there in daylight at 7:30 in the morning till about 9. He just hung around.
No kidding.
Eating acorns, just hanging around, just felt safe as hell. I'm like, well, this is a no-brainer.
Mm-hmm.
This is, you know, with my job, I can be in there.
Mm-hmm.
So I hunted it and didn't see him for a few days. I'm like, all right, well, just kind of back out, and he wasn't on camera either. Well, then, after, of course, the day after I leave, he's there again. He's there at night, 7:30, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock at night.
He's getting in your head.
Yeah, but wasn't there in the daylight. Now, pretty much Macy was going, you know, those cameras are bullshit. I'm like, they are. I'm pretty much living by that camera, knowing if he's there or not.
Mm-hmm.
You know, which I hate about cell cameras to an extent.
I have my lesson of the weekend that I learned, but my lesson of the weekend is that from hunting, I have a cell cam out.
Yeah.
Don't always believe your camera.
Yeah.
Don't let what's on your camera dictate whether or not you go to a spot.
I agree with that 100%. And I'm not trying to say I was, but I'm glad I did on this one.
Yeah.
Because I know what he was doing. I mean, if I would have had a different camera on, I wouldn't have been out there.
Yeah.
I would have, oh, I'll check it. Oh, shit, I just blew him out. There he is. Oh, my God, he's been here for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So that's, I do think eventually down the road, I think they will be illegal.
I can see that a little bit. To a point.
To a point, yes. Now, we'll talk about that down the road on this podcast. But what I'm saying is, I saw him those days, and my buddy Peyton and I, he's like, he shot his deer early. You guys saw that. I posted that on Gator. Mm-hmm. And he's like, dude, I'll film you. I'm like, cool. Well, yeah, you know, I mean, we don't know shit about filming, but I got a camera. I got some good, I think, decent equipment that I bought. We'll get up in a tree and we'll just hang out and see what happens. This buck's there.
Press the play button. That's all you need to know.
And we put him up there. Don't
forget.
Yeah. So we end up getting in there. We hunted that morning, that Friday morning, or Thursday morning. I think it was Thursday. Yeah, he was off Thursday. And that morning we hunted, didn't see nothing. Hunted that Thursday night, didn't see shit. Does, a lot of little bucks. That Friday morning we hunted again, and nothing. Said eventually he's going to be here. He's going to be here at some point in time. And it was, you know, again, 2 o'clock. We're like, dude, we could just get drunk tonight. We should just get wasted and not hunt. I mean, we haven't seen him in a while.
It's kind of a pattern with you guys.
Well, you think about it. But
I'm not going to lie, you hunt like 3 or 4 days in a row, and not like if you not see anything, and then like if you're with like me and Eric, sometimes do it's like just get hammered,
let's get trashed.
It sounds so good though.
As he puts, yeah. Anyway, okay. It was 2 o'clock, 2:30, and we're doing the intro to the on the video on the camera, and we're just hanging out doing the intro, and he's on the back side of the tree on me, and it was a perfect northwest wind, so it's against my back going this way. Figured he'd come in the opposite direction, which was perfect. Well, he taps my shoulder as I'm trying to, like, adjust my shit and the intro. He's like, Captain Coke. We need him Captain Coke because, for one, once we shoot him, we're getting wasted on Captain and Coke.
Okay.
Like, that's why I'm drinking Captain Coke tonight.
In honor of
in studio. In honor of Captain Coke.
Yeah, right.
But,
R.I.P.
That's cocky, calling your celebratory drink before you shoot an animal.
Well,
I like it.
I do enjoy that.
We didn't actually. So last year I didn't name him because I didn't see him enough.
Right.
It was random. And that week we named him the night before we killed him.
Are you a namer? Like, do you name all your bucks?
No. The night before we did.
Captain Coke.
Before we killed him.
I only name ones that deserve names like that.
Maybe we need to start naming them drinks.
Rappers was the best.
We had different names for them because we're like, hey, we're naming this and that. But until the point where we're like, dude, we're going to probably kill this deer the way it's acting. And then I said, well, let's go out and have some Captain Cokes tonight, the night before we kill them. Go to our local bar. We'll get some food. We'll drink a bunch of Captain Cokes. We'll call them Captain Coke. The only way we'll kill them is because we drank that much Captain Coke the night before. Mm-hmm. So that's what we did. And the next day we fucking killed them. We killed them the next day. But
went to the stand
maybe,
with a
maybe freaking, I didn't try that.
It was crazy.
Went in the stand with a pirate suit on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was like 2:30 goes, you know, let me tell my story. Who said that?
Yeah, shut the fuck up, tell. Doug. We're trying to tell a Bugs Bucks
story. So 2:30.
He's like, geez.
2:30 goes around.
Sorry, Steve's gone, so I had to I'm used to that.
Had to yell at someone.
Did I tell you guys I can't taste my beer?
You're COVID. COVID. Hey.
Oh.
It is what it is. Right. We'll hunt the rut. We'll have 14 days.
We're hauling the rut, boys.
So, yeah, we did done with the intro. The deer apparently is behind me, which I don't know that yet. And my buddy Peyton goes, he taps me, goes, dude, Captain Coke. I'm like, yeah, we should have brought some. He goes, no. Sounds and I'm like, because I see his face. I'm like, oh, shit. His face is like, fuck, it's here. Like, he's here. And I'm facing the opposite direction. I cannot see shit. And I put him in, you know, an XLP right behind me, full of brush, full of crap that you know, basically he can film good out of and move around.
Yeah.
That I'm like, I still have a good shooting lane. And I'm facing that direction. And I go, really? He's like, dude, grab your bow. I'm like, I'm trying to. I don't know where he's at. Is he left or right of me? Like, I cannot see this deer.
Yeah.
So I'm facing the other direction on this big tree.
And you're probably looking him straight in the eyes like,
no,
what is going on
I'm
right
looking.
Now?
So he's up left of me, higher about, I mean, we're pretty high up. And he's higher up than me. And I'm like, he's hitting my left shoulder, like, left. I'm like, okay. So I pull my ball back straight on in front and ahead of me, you know, just like.
You just drew back?
Well, I drew back ahead of me and forward because I can go left of me because I know he's left. Mm-hmm. So if I can draw back. And then turn left, which I can perfect.
He's on top of you guys at this point.
The deer's on top of me, but the deer is within 30 yards, within this area. Okay. I know he's within 30 yards to my left.
Okay, okay.
So I can pull back. I mean, we've been this in enough that we know every leaf, what the yard, I mean, we know
right.
down to a science where mm-hmm. this spot's going to be. Pretty much if he's left or right of me. So he said left. So I turned left, and there he was. It was roughly 25, 26 yards. And he was quartering to us really hard. And there was like a small twig in the way. I said, hey, move the twig. And also the camera's in the way. He's like, I'm like, dude, move the camera now. Like, move the camera. He's like, all right, yeah, yeah. He moves the camera. He's holding the twig up. He's holding the camera. Without him, this deer would not be dead. You know, he's holding everything out of the way.
What a cluster.
Because it is. Because you have to, we're on the back side of your shoulder. Like, it
yeah,
sucks.
Yeah.
But like, I'm still rock steady. Like, I'm using my harness to balance me. It's a story. This story is meant to be.
Yeah.
And he just, I didn't know Peyton was going to do this, you know, but he gives a burp, like just stops the deer. I'm like, oh, okay.
He stopped the
guess
deer
we're stopping
for
the
you.
Deer right now. You know, I guess we're going to kill him right here and there. You know, I was hoping for one more spot. We stopped right into an opening, like, but quartering too very hard.
Yeah, yeah.
But a good enough spot where I think I can get the arrow in, like, perfect.
Yeah.
Like, it felt good. Like, and it was just, and it was one of the things where you didn't think twice.
Yeah.
It just went.
You just did it, yeah.
Just
yeah.
did it. And right when it hit, it snapped. You know, everything just crunched. Everything was right. I mean, but he didn't move.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, shit, okay. He's dead. Like, he's going to die right there. He's just going to dump over and just smacked him hard as shit. And I just, it felt like 20 minutes, you know, obviously how that feels. And you're
yeah.
like, this
oh,
is
yeah.
the deer everybody wants to kill. This is the deer, the number one that everybody else wants around you. This is that 8-point that it's a stud. You know, you just
yeah,
you want
yeah.
this to happen. And yeah. he just sat there for a minute, it felt like, and then kind of just wiggled his tail and just walked. I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Like, this deer is dead. I quartering to, like, I did inside shoulder, like, kind of almost towards guts more because I knew that angle. Like, I wanted in that.
Yeah, yeah.
I wanted in that box. And he just kind of, like, walked away. I'm like, okay. But we see blood just ripping out of him on both sides.
Oh, no kidding.
Ripping out. And I'm like, oh, yeah. And right away, we both high-five, like, quietly. Like, yeah. Like, you know, we're just
yeah.
smoked him.
You knew it was
He's
game
done.
Over.
This oh, is yeah. done, right? And we're watching him kind of walk. All of a sudden, you hear him just snort. We super loud and jump the fence. I go, what?
He jumped
Dude, he
the fence?
Jumped the fence. And this fence is, like, feels like 15 feet high. But, no, it's, like, you know, 6 feet, but it's on like a little ledge, and he had to jump 7 feet in the air to get over the goddamn thing. He jumps the fence and starts walking away. But I see blood just dumping out of him.
Jump the fence on the neighbors?
Yeah.
No shit.
And I'm like,
and you can still see blood dumping out of him.
Yeah. Huh. But I'm like,
that's crazy.
But I'm like, okay, he's hurt, right? Like, you're thinking at the time, like, where was the hole at? Where'd I hit him? Like, it was good, right? He's like, yeah, dude, you hit hard. I'm like, obviously I didn't hit hard. He's not dying.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like freaking out. I was like, dude, we need to get down the street, I need to see where he's going. This is an open field, a long ways away out. I need to see where he's going. But he just keeps walking and walking. I see him walk along the fence line. He's a cow walking across, walks along the fence line. Also starts coming back towards us, walking along the fence line, but stops, sees that the gate's open. The cow's go to eat, walks to the fence, walks up another gate. Gate's open. Apparently the farmer left it open, walks up that gate. He knows, he's a cow. He's been fed in here before. He knows what he's doing. And he walks to the fence line, wiggling his tail, looking his head down. But the whole time we just see blood just ripping out of him.
The whole time? The
whole time. And I'm like, dude, this deer has to die. Unless for some reason we clipped, I don't know what it was. It didn't feel good.
Yeah.
Because even though we saw a lot of blood, which we thought was a lot of blood, in our minds, and that split, which felt like forever but was short-lived, we thought was a lot of blood. Well, he's out of there then. You can't see him anymore. And we wait probably half hour. We get down, kind of see the blood in my area, in my timber I own, and kind of look around and, dude, there's blood. There's plenty of blood. He jumps the fence. It's legal. We can go in Iowa. We can actually go look for your deer without permission, but we still got permission.
Yep. Really? Okay.
Yeah, we did all that.
I guess I forget about that.
Yeah, which is cool. I said, let's just go back. We'll call your dad like we did last year with, that buck we got off my property, and we'll just see what happens. And
have a couple beers.
I didn't have any beer this time.
Have a dozen.
I felt sick. I felt absolutely sick to my stomach because I didn't. This was a deer I was absolutely losing sleep over, and my marriage was taking a toll. Everything was taking a toll.
Your new marriage.
Yeah, it was just everything. And
he's married for 4 days. It's already taking a toll on him because of this deer.
Last year there was
going through a hard time.
Dude, there was no stress like last year with that deer. There wasn't a whole lot of this is bigger than last year. This deer is, everybody wanted this deer.
Right.
Did you have any of this pictures of this deer?
Yes.
Last year?
Yes. Oh, yeah. The video I said that day, the week after I shot mine.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah,
yep.
The videos, the pictures I did,
Okay.
But it was too, this is what I'm getting at. It was to the year after I had the pictures of that deer, he showed back up in the same place. To the year.
That's crazy.
Which was weird.
So, I'm in my head, I'm stuck on this blood trail thing.
Yeah, okay. This is what's crazy. So, I went back to, I was always, for the past few years, especially with Gator, I was shooting slick tricks,
mm-hmm.
loved them, But I went back to the old school days of the Rage hypodermics.
Yeah.
I love, dude, they're good broadheads.
Yeah, no, I know they are.
I think I stopped shooting because everybody was like, dude, Rage in the cage. And I just got annoyed. So I was like, I'm done buying them.
Like blood's pumping out and you can see it. You're just like, okay, one more step and he's going to fall over.
The whole time.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't even.
It's got to be like, okay, he's going to fall over right there.
Yeah, I thought he's not.
He just keeps going.
Yeah, I'm like, you're not leaving my property. You can't. You're bleeding so bad. You just see him. He's just blowing out both sides. Well, we backed out for 2 hours, which I was in two and a half probably. I was in a complete, I was devastated. This deer's got to be dead, right? But, I don't know if, the owner actually likes me. I have to call permission. I don't have to. But, I need to.
Yeah.
I just can't, think, I don't know, soberly in my head.
Yeah.
Just couldn't, just act right and, hey, just call this guy. It's fine. It's not a big deal. We're just going through so many things that I'm never going to get this deer.
What
this
if the guy was happening. I don't know how it works in Iowa. What if he was no?
Doesn't matter.
You can say,
But I still want,
I'll be in there.
I don't want to be in good standing and all that. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
For sure. Understandable.
I don't want any issues, but.
You just feel better about yourself.
Illinois, I don't believe has, I think if I had a buck jump the fence, they could be nope. Fuck you.
Yeah.
I think you're right.
That sucks. But there's an ethical boundary and a respect boundary. If you could see your deer dead, I'd still call.
Sure.
But they tell you no, then what do you do?
I mean, it just makes you feel better by yourself, too, if you actually call and be like, hey, I shot a deer.
For sure.
Can I go look
but
for
But what do you do in Illinois? What would you do? And sorry, let's take a second to do this because I want to
not in a hurry.
Think about this. You live in Illinois, and that happens. You can see your deer dead 75 yards on the neighbors in the timber. You call the neighbor, and he goes, "Nope." What do you do? And whoever wants to answer first.
Am I in this?
Go ahead, Wade.
Shoot him.
Shoot. No, shoot, he's dead.
Shoot the guy?
Yeah.
Kill him. Just kill him. And
I mean, it's Illinois for you, though. It's the rules, right? It's the law. Right? Is that the law in Illinois?
What are you saying? Well,
yeah.
What did you just say? The law was what in Illinois?
I think you're confused. I'm like, you're going to kill
the bugs. We're talking about the bugs.
The buck is dead. You shoot a buck. He jumps the fence. He's 75 yards on your neighbors. You can see him laying dead.
Yep.
You call the neighbor. Hey, my deer is dead on your property. I can see it. Can I go get it? And he goes, no. Then what?
Just call the game warden.
Solid move.
I think
that's all you wanted?
I think that's the move.
I was wondering what you guys would do.
Oh, I completely represent what you were trying to say.
You said shoot him. I thought you meant shoot the guy.
I thought you were saying, like, in Illinois, you can't do that. I thought you said in Illinois, like, where if the deer is dead on the other side of the fence, that's the owner's property basically now. Is you can't actually get that deer legally.
You can't.
That's the
okay, that's what I'm getting at. So I thought that's what you meant, like, with me, what would you do? I said, well, I'd shoot the farmer. I'm just joking. That's what I meant. Sorry.
You said it so casually. Like,
sorry.
I'd kill him.
Shoot him.
I would weigh
like,
that.
That sucks.
Calling the game warden is the number one ticket.
You have to. You already called the owner, but he knows what you're doing.
I've tried to call game wardens in Illinois, and I don't know if it's the same. I haven't checked in 2 years. But there's like no active game wardens in the two counties I hunted. Couldn't get a hold of anybody.
That's crazy over here, dude, that there's not. I'm pretty sure every county in Iowa has a
It's also Illinois,
officer.
Though. There might That's be true. Now, but the two counties I was in, what happened was I found a dead buck, and I sat there and called and called and called and could not get a hold of anyone.
Right.
They're like, oh, yeah, there's no active duty conservation police officers in that county or the county you live in or this county. So I called one that's two counties north, only one I could get a hold of. I was like, hey, I found a buck, I'd like to keep it, and I don't want to move it.
Get a salvage tag for it.
So I took video and photos and all that of me. Right. Hey, this is the date. So I found everything.
Yeah.
He's like, just grab it. You're fine. He goes, I appreciate you calling. You know, get your salvage tag. You'll be good. So I got it clear. It was all good, you know. But
I had the same thing happen to me, and I called our game warden, and he didn't call me back for like 2 weeks. And he's like, hey, I told him what was going on. He's like, oh, I got to come out and like see the deer, make sure there's no arrows around or was shot, you know, shot or whatever. I'm like, well, that's cool. Can you come out today? He's like, oh, no, I'm going on vacation for 3 weeks, so I can do it when I get back. I'm like, don't even worry about it. I get in the middle of hunting season. I'm like, you're going on vacation for 3 weeks?
Yeah, that's bullshit.
It's crazy.
I don't know. It's like, what do you expect us to do?
Right.
Just leave it there, and then someone else just picks it up?
You know what they do? They expect you to make a terrible decision, fuck up, and then get you for it later and make the state some money.
Absolutely.
That's what they want you to do. It's just like Illinois with their FOID cards. If I move and my FOID card doesn't match my ID, I can't buy fucking guns right now. Because they want me to pay an $80 fee to get my FOID card changed. That's how Illinois fucks residents out of buying guns because of fucking Chicago. Push the goddamn thing into the lake. Back to Wade's buck. Vote Republican. Fuck Chicago.
I'm really glad actually we clarified the crossing the fence because I was really confused. I apologize for that.
No, that's funny. I thought it was hilarious. He was like, oh, you just killed a farmer.
It's like, well, it made sense at the time. Like, this is what Illinois does. I'm like, oh.
I'm doing one of these. Pull my neck collar. Yow.
Yow. Wayne got dirty.
All right. Okay.
Where do we leave off? I forgot already.
Blood pumping out. You guys back out. You didn't have half a dozen beers.
You called the farmer.
You were nervous about calling the farmer.
Nope. Everything got done. I mean, you're nervous about everything. Little details. I mean, well, yeah. Guitar.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't want anything
it's not
to
a
mess
fun
this
situation
up.
At this point. Yeah. Yeah.
But anyway, I did actually call the game warden as well in the area, and I just said, hey. He said, hey, you want me to come out too? I'm like, nah. He said, no problem at all. I just
let him know what's going on.
I was jacked. I just really wanted to get this deer and have no issues. And we end up calling the farmer, and yeah, just go ahead and you'll get it. I'm like, they're big deer hunters too, is the problem.
Yeah.
So you're like, shit, I just shot your deer on my ground, though. Like, you know,
it's you didn't
want
to
really
be jealous.
Deer, like,
right?
Yeah. Like, I didn't want to have a problem. No, go get it. That's fine. Cool. Well, we went and just followed the blood trail. As we saw, it pumped all the way out to where we found him dead. I mean, completely pumped out.
How far do you think he...
300 yards.
300 yards. Really? No
so
shit.
What was the shot? Where was the place?
So the shot, which was correct of what we thought it would end up being. So quartering two really hard facing us, all right? Shooting into that area. It ended up being kind of like in line. It actually would have been perfect, a heart shot, but it was over probably 6 inches mm-hmm. to the front shoulder. It missed the front shoulder, thank God. Ended up hitting like towards the neck more. Hit that main, where the artery is. Let's do a deer cast. You can probably look it up right now.
Okay, hold on. Let me follow you. Hard quartering two. Here's the deer's body.
Yep.
Okay, I'm drawing a little thing. Here's the front leg, rear leg, tail, head. Following
yep,
me here?
Yep.
Did you shoot back here behind the shoulder nope. or in front?
Go 6 inches in front of that one spot you just put.
Right here.
Yep, go about. Yep, right there.
Okay.
Yep.
You aimed right. I would have aimed like that. A lot of people don't, and this is tough for everybody listening. A lot of people aim here on a quartering two, which is like behind the shoulder like they yep. would on a broadside, yes. which is incorrect,
yep.
technically. I mean, you still probably kill it, but not... Not as effective when you want to aim in front of that, like, crease right there. Does that make sense?
Yep.
Like that leg crease yeah. kind of shoulder
It's
crease.
Impossible for everyone listening to know right. what I'm drawing. But, okay, yeah. I'm following you now.
But anyway, hit him there. Complete, full pass-through. And that's he bled all the way out to when we got to him. And I've never got a deer in my life. When you go to gut him, there was no blood.
He just out. So
you completely cleaned him out.
You hit
blood.
Like a pump house line.
Yeah, and when we get to gut him, I actually never would believe that until we actually gut him. Like, oh, that was pretty clean. There was no
nothing in him.
There was nothing in
Not
him.
Not like a double lung where you clean him and it's just like jello.
Yeah. No. Oh,
yeah.
I mean,
yeah. Bill Cosby crawls out of the cavity. You're like, holy shit.
The buddy, you.
It was a hell of an experience though, and they helped me drug it. They mean we drug it back and. Got back to the truck and everybody came out, but yeah, hell of an experience. Just that deer in general.
How pumped were you to find? Like, put your hands on them.
There's that video I actually put up. I cut a lot of that video out
because yeah.
I looked really dumb. Yeah. I was embarrassed as shit because when I stood there and like, dude, go hold your deer. I'm like, I don't want to. Like, I just do not touch me. I was like, I want to just.
It's stare. Like your own personal moment.
I don't want to ever like this deer like was last year like. Again, another story. It's your ground. Like this is random. Like I did not grow these deer. I did not know these deer. The deer from the property. I just end up owning it. And I mean, yeah, I had permission to hunt it because I owned it. But like, you know, everybody else was 700 people shooting this deer.
Yeah,
it wasn't just like I own 1,000 acres. I own 30 of 5,000 around me.
Yeah,
this is no joke. Like,
hey, take it.
It is. So it's like. You know, it is what it is. But
nice.
So when you called that farmer and asked for permission, you didn't tell him it was that deer, did you?
I did not.
Hey, I shot your number one hit lister buck. And he bled out. He's on your ground somewhere. Do you mind if I go get it?
They did ask.
Yeah, dude, just go get it. It's no big deal. Yeah,
no big deal.
Yeah.
You motherfucker.
Yeah. Exactly. Congrats, dude.
It was fun.
Yeah,
it was
you
congrats.
Stud. Hell of a buck. Hell of a buck.
You're killing it, man.
It was, yeah.
You're like an old Clint Casper or Austin Chandler over here, huh?
Not even close. But actually, the cool thing is the story isn't over.
I start calling you Lord.
No. I think they call me Baby Jesus.
Baby Jesus?
Baby Jesus. You can call me Baby Jesus.
You're like 8 foot tall.
Big Baby Jesus.
Jesus.
It's like one of those things you call the giant person tiny, you know?
Okay. Yeah, sure.
I'm picking up what you're putting down.
I'm not.
Go ahead.
So I do
bring it to a whole. I'm like, I'm not with it.
I'm gonna bring this up right now because I know what's gonna happen. I'm gonna call it out.
Uh oh.
I'll have Scarecrow dead on Halloween. I have a deer called Scarecrow. So
I'm on Halloween the day.
On Halloween the day.
Wow, cocky.
Mm.
Let's see if this launches.
So because
this won't launch before Halloween. So
you'll
look like
a Saturday, ain't it?
You will look like an asshole. If you don't do it.
I'm going to make sure that.
So know that.
Yeah, I will. I think it's going to happen, though.
What's Halloween? What's he look like? Or what's his name? Scarecrow? What's
Scarecrow.
He look like?
So Scarecrow's a stud. He's bigger than the one I just shot.
How big is the one you just shot? We didn't talk about that.
157, roughly. That's basically what he's at.
As a mainframe 8 and some
yeah,
goodies.
And some goodies,
some
bonus.
The giant 8.
Yeah, he's a big boy. The Scarecrow buck that I've been talking about, I don't want to give too much information on him because
there's neighbors listening.
The same people that can hunt the property are listening. So
is this not your home property?
No, this is not mine. This is an actual deer that I've been watching for 3 years.
Okay, I'd be careful what you say.
But yeah, he's a stud. Just saying. Big time stud. And
how big though? How big are we talking? Can you not say?
I bet he's real close to 170, but he's real close.
Mm-hmm.
There's some things going on. He's got some good character, but I've made some moves recently. I've done some things. I will say before I got here, he was on camera.
Oof. Daylight?
Tonight.
Daylight?
3:30.
Holy shit, 3:30?
3:30.
Is that all camera right near your stand?
Yes.
Is this where you looked?
He was guns? Actually, he was farther from the camera, closer to my stand. He's probably 6 yards from my stand. The problem is a stand for the cameraman's on the ground right next to where he was walking. So we're not even set up yet totally.
So do you want Doug to give an official mustache prediction on the show right now?
You need to, actually, because, yeah, you've been pretty spot on. Well, you shot yours Sunday, right?
Mm-hmm. I was early, though.
You were a week early for him.
Hey, right? If you're early, you're in the clear.
You said Halloween.
Yeah. If it's later, then I'm wrong. Okay. That's how I play it.
Okay. Hey, that's fair.
So I'm going to say...
You called it by the day. You said on Halloween.
On Halloween. That's why I call him Scarecrow.
Okay.
I'm going to say, you might think you're going to kill him on Halloween, but it's really going to be Sunday.
What Sunday?
The first. Right?
That's a good prediction. Right?
Number one.
Halloween Saturday then.
Yeah.
Okay, well here.
I'm doing all day sit Saturday now.
So congrats on your $2, actually. Yep. Both some killer stories.
Yeah.
Talk about, you went to Old Barn.
Sure did.
Well, you want to elaborate on that? Or yeah, I did. I went there.
I went there.
Yep.
Okay. Well,
pretty cool. All right. Thanks for having me, Kurt.
Pretty cool place.
Big gulps, eh? Well, see you later.
Yeah. Yep, went to Old Barn.
Yeah, actually, crazy.
All right.
That next morning, and Old Barn's a drive for me. Mm-hmm. Well, how far is Old Barn for you guys?
Hour and 25 from here, but I'm about to be an Old Barn drop-off, so next time.
Yeah, which is good.
Just bring it to Old Barn.
It's about 3 hours for me.
And you just bring it to Daddy.
I say it's about 2 hours for me.
2 hours for you?
Yeah.
So I called Utah up.
Worth it.
Actually, you guys were at Old Barn that night when I shot my buck.
Yeah.
At the party.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that's why I told Utah right away, because Utah knows the property that I'm on, knew that deer, knew everything going on because of
I talked to Johnny. Because you're right. Because we talked about it. He goes, I helped him pick out the tree.
Oh, I remember this story now.
We were up there doing some photography stuff for Gator for the summer, just some pictures of some products. And I said, dude, there's nothing but locusts here. I said, this is a great spot to kill deer. I said, but I don't know where I even want to stand at in this spot because, like, it's that bad. And we just kind of both, like, hung around and kind of figure things out. And Johnny's like, if you can get that tree, I'm like, dude, that's a locust. That's a horrible locust tree.
Devil trees.
So he's like, dude, but this tree's money. I said, it is money. But I said, oh, it's horrible. So
you get your pair of easy cuts and you just snip, snip, snip.
It takes an hour.
Uh-huh.
I end up taking, I think it was a climber. And I just went up the tree like this and just scraped it. Just kept going up and scraping it. Like before hunting season, like this was like, you know, in the summer, just beating the shell of the tree, just getting all the, you know, the thorns off and everything else.
Yeah.
I was pricked twice. I actually got pricked in the neck. I still have a scar.
Right in the jugular.
Yeah, it went in me, but I didn't die.
I know someone that had one go through their hand. They slipped.
Ow.
On some screwing pegs. Had one go through their hand. It swole up like a fucking baseball.
That's not good.
It's horrible. You need like steroids, antibiotics, and everything.
There's like I don't know what it is, but there's like some sort of like pollen or something on those.
Like a sap or something.
Something that fucks you up.
It can kill you.
I believe it.
Yeah, there's some serious shit. But anyway, yeah. So I called Utah. I'm like, hey, dude, that Friday. I'm like, hey, he's dead. He was like, dude, congrats. Like, it was so cool. My friend's at Old Barn. I figured all you guys like heard or he told you guys that night because I was jacked. And, I said, are you around tomorrow morning? Like, you're around. He's like, dude, I can meet you there. Like, I can meet you at your place. I'm like, I'll just meet you halfway. He's like, sure, we'll get some pictures. Like, this again, it's my ground. I want some cool pictures. I don't know what I'm doing for a mount yet. I said, screw it, I'm coming to Old Barn. Like, I'm coming down to see you. I said, how far are you from Old Barn? He's like, 15 minutes. I'm like, perfect.
We'll get some photos down.
We'll get some photos down there. And I completely forgot, 100%, this is a good plug for Old Barn, that they're a one-stop shop. Forgot they did, you know, processing too.
Everything.
Completely forgot they did that just because I mean, I wasn't paying attention to half the shit anyway. Yeah. I was like, yeah, you know, we'll do processing down there. I'm like, cool. Yeah. It ended up being cheaper than back home.
Hell yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I'm not sponsored by them in any shape or form, but it was cheaper than being back home.
Right.
I'm like, this is a no-brainer.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I really, you know, I really wanted to get the full body mount because it'd be cool in the shop and the house and get everything built to get this done. I did back away.
You did?
I did. So what I did...
I thought you did the full mount.
I'll tell you the story. So,
dude, you know what? I like you, Wade, but you're a pussy, dude.
No, listen. I'm not done. Just listen. This is what's fucking cool. Shut the fuck up. God damn it.
Like, I thought you were super cool, but like...
So...
You're cool, but not as cool as I
we ended up, I ended up doing the pedestal mount, him on a scrape stick, because he loved that goddamn scrape
stick. How much
stick.
Are they paying you?
Nothing yet, but they're going to. I know they're going to.
It better be. At least 20.
Yeah.
They're going to big time. So, yeah, anyway, sure. Because the past 2 years in a row, dude, scrape sticks without scrape sticks.
The guys from scrape sticks, they must have soft hands.
They do. They do. We got to tag him in this
I'm
one
just
big
kidding.
Time.
I just all of a sudden started feeling froggy. You know what I mean? I get in those moods sometimes.
Yeah. So, I got done talking to Sam. We talked in length. Sam's a great guy. I said, hey, dude. He's like, what, Wade? He already knows my name. I was there for 5 minutes. He's so good at that.
Yeah.
I go, this deer named Scarecrow. He's like, yeah? He's going to die on Halloween. And I'm bringing him down here. We're doing a full body mount. So I got this pedestal mount you're doing right now. When I bring Scarecrow down, we're doing a full body mount, like hardcore, jumping over a barbed wire fence kind of mount, like spending some money. He goes, dude, that's so cool. That's so cool. I was like, no, it is cool, but it's going to happen. It's definitely happening. He goes, I cannot wait for you to come down, whatever. I said, what's my bill going to be? Oh, man, I don't know. He says, it's probably going to take at least a year, you know, to be done. I'm like, well, that's good because it take a year for me to pay it off.
Right.
So that's,
I'm going to finance it.
Yeah, that's where
I
we're at
bought
right
property.
Now.
Daddy's broke.
Yeah.
But, dude, listen. Your other buck jumped a fence.
I get that. Like, and I can change it. I can always change it. But for me, I really looked at it for the bigger picture. And I see him more like on that scrape stick, like coming down at it. And to do a full body mount like that, I mean, that is massive.
Do you want to hear a few things I've heard from people that got full body mounts on some big deer? They always wish they hadn't got them because they don't feel like it made the deer look as big. And I don't know. That's just what I have heard. I'm not saying that's like the case.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm saying if you want a full body mount one at Old Barn, do it. But don't be a simp. You know what I mean, Wade?
It's like, yeah, you got to jump the fence.
You got to literally jump the fence. You got to pull the trigger. Come on.
That's the thing, though, because it's like Scarecrow isn't actually on my property. So it's like, would you rather have that deer? I mean, I have up to a year to do – I mean, basically 6 months, Sam said, to change my mind. So maybe just push me over to the edge to do that, and you guys are going to fit the bill for the difference.
Listen, here's the thing. Fine. You just get the full mount for the deer you killed on your own property, a stud. You'll probably never kill a bigger mainframe 8-pointer.
Never.
It means a lot more.
You'll never have the anticipation and the story of, like, watch him jump the fence and pump in blood. Get him mounted jumping the fence. I'm sure Old Barn would love to mount it for you, full mount. They'd love to take your money.
Yeah.
And they'd love to take your money because Working Class Bonner was like, dude, you got to do this full mount.
Well, then plus you got that contest going on, right? Don't get like if I win that, it's a little deal off.
Yeah, you get a free mount.
If you
pays for itself. Is that the mount that
yeah,
I
you,
want then?
You could win a free mount next year.
Pays for itself.
Maybe you get entered twice for getting the full mount.
There you go.
Ooh,
twofer.
Hey, I'm not saying that they'll do it, but I think I could probably talk Sam into it if you did a full mount. I could probably enter you twice in that. You know.
Wow.
See what happens. You know?
You know what? You do what you want to do, Wade.
You do what you want to do. If you don't trust Old Barn to do a full mount, it's fine. I'll tell Sam. I'll call him and just be like, hey, dude.
Kerr will let him know.
He said it on the record. I tried to talk him into it. He was nervous about it. Just being a bitch, you know? It is what it is, as Doug would say. You know, I'd quote the great Doug himself.
Literally, ease what it is, Wade.
I love how, like, the more we drink, the it is just gets to it is. What are these? It just gets faster.
It gets faster.
I'm just messing
because it
Wade,
is what
but,
it is.
But really though, I mean, you're fresh and married. Like this is the time to do it because your wife is going to be as mad.
I feel like you're thinking about it. Pondering it.
The whole thing. I was actually. I went down there that day. Goes. I'm doing this. And Macy, she did go. She goes. If you come back and you said you had a full body mount done, I am going to be pissed. And I go, why would you be mad? Because like, you're not mad about anything else. She goes, we got a lot going on.
Yeah, and but
we don't
like,
even worry about this full body mount.
Do right it now. While the marriage is fresh versus like when you fucked up over the years, you know, and like got too drunk.
Yeah, take the heat. Take something. The heat now.
You know, that. Yeah, take the heat now than later because
take the beating.
You know what I mean? That way she like by like in 10 years she's already going to be fed up before you even get to the taxidermist.
Yeah.
You do it now, she can be like, you never dust the fucking full mount. We got it in there. You got it. You know, you had to have it.
You know what? Every time I come here, it costs me money. Big money. So last time I was here, I ended up booking a bear hunt.
Hey.
Now I'm going to end up.
You did.
I fucking booked a bear hunt last time I was here.
Hey, but listen.
Now I'm getting a full body mount. What's next time?
I forgot about the bear hunt.
God bless it all.
Listen, we didn't make you book the bear hunt. You're like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going on that bear hunt. Book it right now. Send the email. I'm like, all right. Let me grab my keyboard. I'll book it while you're drunk. Emailed the great people at Double Diamond Outfitters. I'm like, hey, this drunk guy from Gator Outdoors wants to book a bear hunt with us. And they're like, cool, have him mail the check here. I'm like, all right, there it is.
Done. And I'm jacked to go.
He's hammer drunk. Charge him double.
Yeah.
Here I go. Let's go. I'm ready to go. But
so.
Yeah.
Okay. You do what you want to do. I just thought I was going to give you shit, but you should full mount.
Sponsor money, full deer mount,
just saying.
Bear hunt. I don't know. How I got to go back to work.
Listen, you want to get outdoors or not?
Money, man.
Hey, you'll make more tomorrow.
Yeah.
Wish somebody sponsored me.
Well, you need to work that out with whoever's sponsoring you. See?
Sponsor yourself.
We're apparently better businessmen than you are, you know?
Scrapestick. I guess. That's all I do for a living. Yeah, Scrapestick, where are you at?
Tell Scrapestick, get on it.
Yeah.
They need to be.
Soft hands aren't going to cut it forever.
Captain Coke, I mean, that deer becomes famous.
That's right. Well, congrats, man.
Yeah. Thanks, dude.
Yeah, congrats.
Couple good seasons.
Congrats on big old buck.
Great. You had a killer year, man. Killing big deer the week of your birthday, getting married, two big bucks, your own ground. Just a stallion, successful company after only a year.
It's been fun.
I'm seeing you on your regular day job making like national, like top dude in your field in the nation or the world or whatever the hell. You just won some award, right? Or some recognition deal?
No, it was with sales and stuff. That's how that works. And it's like basically they rank you sales wise for, you know, like anything else does, they rank you.
Yeah.
And they rank you by the top 50 or whatever like that. And it's crazy because between Gator, what I'm doing, you know, almost, which is nuts. You know, basically I wake up at 4 or 5 o'clock. I run Gator as long as I can till about 9, 9:30, then hit my day job.
Mm-hmm.
So that takes up the whole time. Because I do day job is my real, obviously that's what I do. And then at night I still do my real job. I don't get home till like 11 o'clock
mm-hmm.
a lot of times. And I go back sleep for a few hours, and I do it back to the Gator again. That's every single day. It's a grind.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I finished, I think it was like 28 in the company out of the entire nation.
It's cool, man.
Within my business, which is completely unheard of.
Good for you.
Especially, awesome. I mean, which is, it's really hard to do.
There's
some really good guys out there that are way smarter than me that know number. I'm just not that.
Okay, so here we go. Trick question. I just proved you have the money to buy a full mount. So, boom.
Aha. No, I know.
Got you, bitch.
Got him.
No, the IRS gets a lot of that.
Right, yeah.
But no, it's just,
I
Biden do work
hard wins, you know, you just got to make under $400,000.
Yeah, and you're good.
No.
So, no. Don't take that raise. Listen.
No, if Biden wins, I think we're all doomed. We're all doomed.
Yeah. Yeah. He's running against Abraham Lincoln. Do you know that?
Yeah.
Or George W. Bush.
George. Yeah, I said George.
Fenway.
Yeah.
W.
Yeah.
Washington?
Yeah.
But no, I want to say one more plug, too, again. I want to say thank you to a lot of people that
go for it, man.
Recently.
Hey, the floor is yours. This is your podcast.
Yeah, I'm going to because before I get off, I want to say this. A lot of people that actually, just because we've been working together, we became friends since ATA, or not since ATA, since Iowa Deer Classic. Which will be at our booths are together for, I think.
Yes. Yep. And are you doing Ohio and Wisconsin?
That's not happening anymore.
Is
it?
Yeah, I just got invoiced today.
Oh, you did today? Well, then I did not check my email, so probably. But Nebraska's still on.
Nebraska's still on.
I'm doing Nebraska.
Second week of January.
Yep.
Because
ATA's not on, so I was going to Nebraska.
Yeah, Nebraska's going to be the jam. So let me plug this show real quick. Last year was like a blizzard. First year that show came back. Kick-ass show. This year, it's going to be a party. Working Class, Buckstorm, T&K, Gator Outdoors. I'm missing someone. We're going to have basically, we're going to be all next to each other in an aisle, hanging out all day at the show. An awesome show, awesome deer, awesome things to see.
Yep.
Come hang out with us afterwards. We want to see what there is to see. So, like, come out, have some beers with us. We're going to go somewhere and have a damn good time with, like, everybody. So we're kind of going to go out and just have a party after the show. So come drink some beers with us. We'll be out and about looking for stuff. So anyway, we'll be there.
Yep.
We'll be Madison whenever it is, and then we'll be in Columbus, Ohio. So we'll try and get you next to us.
Columbus.
We're going to be next to our boys from Prairie Storm, too, for those shows.
Okay.
I don't think they're not coming to Nebraska because they don't need to sell hunts
no.
hunts there. But, but anywho, yeah, so we met at Iowa Classic two years ago.
2 years ago. Yep. I was going to post a throwback of that photo a couple weeks ago. But I
you should have. Do it.
I'll do it. I'll do it this week.
Yeah.
Thank you for the Bloody Marys.
The boys.
Actually, I'll do it next week when this actually airs. I'll do it.
That's the first time I met him. He bought me a Bloody Mary. Two of them, actually. Yeah.
But no, I want to say thank you to a lot of people that actually ordered through us recently on our website. So since the cat's out of the bag, since Kurt brought it up last podcast, a couple podcasts ago, and when I wasn't even actually here, we are actually going to redesign a few things within our website, make things easier to order. We're going to go full-blown lifestyle brand Gator Outdoors with True Timber as a co-brand, which is going to be that's our main sales anyway. That's just how everything's that's how everything has been. I think it's smart to do.
Mm-hmm. Brad.
It's basically just narrow it down, make things easier, make things faster for shipping. Yeah. We've been working on that. I've been spending extra money of my own money recently, and there's several people on here right now that are going to listen next week or the week after that are going to agree to that. I've spent like $40 to $50 for some people to have stuff overnighted.
Yep.
Because things were not working out the way they were. Yeah, they're a tax write-off. I get that. But I've been spending my own money on that so they get stuff on time for a product that maybe I made $15 on.
Right.
Because I didn't want a bad name. So I've been doing that regularly because COVID sucks. Yep. Other companies can't get stuff in stock. They can't. It doesn't work. I had one guy. I actually haven't had anybody really complain to me online. I had one person do it, which I'm very lucky. I'm not going to say that person's name. I'm making it up to them. We did ship their item. I had no issues with it whatsoever, I didn't think. They did not receive it. We refunded their money. I told them I'm going to get the same product back to them for free, send it back to them, but True Timber's out of the stock of them. So this week, I decided to make a little care package. Obviously, they're going to hear this next week, but this week I'm going to send this out to them, a little care package. Thank you for their business. Refund their money. Obviously, we already did that. The product's not in stock anymore due to COVID. We can't do anything about that either. That's the way things have been. But I've decided after this year, since COVID hit, to just completely streamline Gator Outdoors, the lifestyle brand, and co-brand True Timber. Two things I obviously believe in. I know that I'm going to be able to run and work and push it until the fucking stratosphere.
Yeah.
Awesome. And
I think that's a great move.
Just going to rep it. I mean, it doesn't even matter if – I don't care if they're big white tail hunters, anything. I just want to see people having fun in the outdoors, especially kids. Kids these days I had a I don't know how long you want to go with this podcast. Sorry, guys.
However long you want to go, dude.
I'm going to go. I'm running with it.
Yeah.
I had a weird moment this summer. I was walking with my fiance at the time before we got married, and it was super in the morning, and I might actually get teary-eyed on this conversation. I don't even care. I haven't even drank enough yet.
I don't need to cry on any more podcasts.
No. But I was literally walking along this little creek, and it's really – it's good. It's known for good fishing and stuff, and don't ask me what kind of fish. I don't know shit about fishing. I can catfish all day long and slobber up beers, but that's about it. yep. Anyway,
it's a theme with you.
Yeah.
He, you know how you do?
He was this guy be like 6:45 in the morning. He was fishing, and we were walking by, and big kid with a mullet, just fishing his ass off. I think it was fly fishing. I didn't know what the fuck that thing is he was fishing with. And he had a Gator Outdoor shirt on, and it just hit me. I'm like, oh, shit, what's...
Like, randomly.
Yeah, and I'm wearing a Gator Outdoor shirt, so is Macy, and we're just walking, and he goes, hey, man. I go, what's up? I said, how you doing? He goes, good. He goes, I'm just, you know, I don't want to fish. He was trying to catch. He's like, I'm just doing that. So I'm like, well, that's cool, dude. He's like, I don't know. I think he knew who I was at first. Now I look back, he knew I was, but I didn't know that at the time.
Yeah.
And he goes, yeah. He goes, my parents got divorced, and my dad wasn't an outdoorsman at all, but I always wanted him to take me fishing and stuff. But ever since I started following Gator Outdoors and you guys were in the area, He goes, that makes you just want to get out and do more things. So I've been doing this.
Awesome.
Early in the morning, I said, well, how old are you? He goes, well, I'm 13.
I said, oh, no kidding.
Yeah, I was like, it just hit me. I was like, oh, shit. Like, wow. Like, this is what I, like, this is crazy. Like, this is not what, like, I was intending on anything ever happening. And
yeah.
He's like, yeah, and I had no clue. It's like, I kept walking in, and I was like, hey, I need to go home. I was like, why? I was like, I don't know. I said, like, I don't, like, something just, like, one of those things that ever hit you in your life, you're like, that's a turning point. Like, you are doing something. Keep on going. Do not stop what mm-hmm. you're doing. Yep. Never quit.
Yeah, yeah.
And it hit me hard there. Well, then I found out, like, I don't remember what it was. Like, a few weeks later, someone messaged me, and I don't know who it was. I think it was maybe, I don't remember. Ah, man, I don't, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
And I'll go, I'll just deliver this hat. I found out who you were. So I'll just deliver this hat and this gear to you for free. And don't worry about the shipping. And
awesome, dude.
Didn't even, I dropped it off. And then recently I had a message from their mom. Hey, would you ever mind taking them out, like, hunting or just doing this? I'm like, definitely. It's like,
absolutely.
Never, like, second guess myself whatsoever. Just recently had a picture. She sent me a picture. She's like, hey, she's like, just, you know, my son just shot his first deer. It's his little brother. And, like, it's a doe. Like, he's wearing a gator hat. Like, they absolutely love this shit. Like, they don't have anybody to teach them, like, what they're doing, but, like, they just did this together.
Yeah.
I'm like,
yeah.
What? Like, this is freaking awesome, you know?
Well, it's like people actually getting into the lifestyle of, like, what you're doing yeah. with Gator. It's like the lifestyle brand.
Yeah.
But I like it, man. Like, you guys are good with your social media. Like, the way you do your social media puts it off as a pure lifestyle brand anyway.
Absolutely.
You guys are great with your merch. You guys do awesome merch. I mean, our koozies are rocking in the studio all the time. I shot my buck that I'm going to tell the story with this hoodie on. You know, I had
sweet.
And I'm weird like that. Like, certain things are like sentimental. I'm like, all right, so now every time I go hunt, I'm going to wear this hoodie.
Oh, yeah. You got to. Yeah. That's a fact.
Superstition thing.
So I put my underlayer on, I put the hoodie on, I put a jacket on over the hoodie, yeah. and now I'm like, I'm weird. Like, I go, okay, I wore that hoodie last time, I'm going to hunt this time, change my luck. I'll grab a different hoodie. And I was like, damn, a gator hoodie. Fucking got it done, boy.
Yeah.
So
I was going to say one more thing. I think I really love, like, how you guys do the shoot every year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's brings your family together.
Gator's a huge part of the shoot.
Yeah, and I think that I don't actually want to go down the road of, like, copying you or anything like that at all. I think what would be really cool somehow, and I don't know how that would work with you guys, and I hate to put you on blast here, but I think it would be cool if we did something where we did our shoot with the youth.
Merge it into our shoot.
We could. I was trying to think of doing, like, a gator. Like, I don't know. We'll figure. We'll talk about it.
Well, here's the thing. If we do that, we blow the roof off of where we're going.
Yeah.
You know?
I thought maybe providing bows for kids to try out bow hunting or try out shooting, you know, using, you know, archery. And
I like that. We could set up like a range for kids there instead of doing the course. They could just come out and try it.
They come out between 9 and 12, you know, and just
I bet you we could get volunteers to help, like, coach them and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Ooh, let's talk about that.
Because I think right now more than ever, this world sucks.
Dude,
we need
absolutely.
This.
Okay.
Absolutely.
We're talking about this. Let's do this at the shoot. I guarantee we get a hold of somebody that could bring out a bunch of those, like, Matthews Genesis or whatever the bows are.
Yeah.
And we could set them up and we could get some volunteers that just want to help kids shoot bows for the first time.
It's needed.
We should do that. And then just put a giant Gator Outdoors banner and give them all Gator hats.
Yeah.
That's what we need to do. There's that big.
We can definitely make this happen.
You know what the shoot? How there's that big long range right there?
I'll shoot.
We dedicate that whole thing to, like, a 10 and 20 yard kids range.
That'd be cool. That'd be really neat.
Let's do that.
Yeah.
And then right there, it's like the Gator Outdoors youth range.
That'd be cool.
Let's do it.
I like that a
lot. I'm game. Yep. That's easy, too. We could easily do that.
Yeah.
We just got to get someone to bring some bows up. We get, what is the NASP, National Archery Schools Program? Probably reach out to them, or somebody might know that has bows.
And that works out well for us, too, because we're really close.
Yeah.
To where we're, you know, based out of. So, an hour and 15 minutes. So
Galesburg Archery Club might have all that stuff already.
Yeah, they could.
I'll talk to them.
With my archery club too close to us, we can probably get, hey, guys, come over. This is what we're doing. We're going to make this an annual thing. I think it could be really well.
Oh, yeah.
Let's talk about that, because we could merge all those two into one big thing. It could be the Gator Outdoors, like, youth shoot at the working class stuff. So there's something for everybody there.
Yeah. Yep.
You know, because we could even get, like, parents, maybe they're not into it, but their kid wants to. They could come in and see what the 3D course is like. While their kids try bows out, they could be like, oh, what's this 3D stuff? They could walk the range and be like, oh, like, this could be like a big family thing.
Yeah.
Let's talk. That's awesome.
You're already a family thing. Let's deepen it.
Yeah, for sure.
I think we got something going here.
I like that a lot. I like that a lot. Well, dude, I'm pumped for Gator Outdoors, man. I'm pumped for you. You've had a killer couple of years. Gator's killing it. We're glad to have you on as a sponsor and as a partner and yeah, a friend.
You're just living it up over here.
Yeah, man.
That's right.
Good times. Good times.
Throw some luck my way. Jesus.
You guys should rub mustaches.
Come here.
Come here.
Come here, big boy.
Without skipping a beat.
Come here, you big son of a bitch.
Get over here. Nah, man, congrats, man. You've had a killer couple of years. We appreciate everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, Gator is a big sponsor for the shoot. We're having – the shoot is June 12th, 2021, Galesburg Archery Club in Ryo, Illinois. It's a 30-target 3D course. We're going to do this youth thing. I'm going to talk to the club. And then we are going to have a – obviously an adult – after party at a local tavern just outside of where the 3D shoot
not
is.
For because
not for kids. Not for kids. Unless you're 21 or older. But we got some plans. We're working out with a local tavern to kind of go there. Because last year it was like the shoot was over and everyone, once it's dark, you know, everyone's like, now what? Like everyone's in from out of town. And it's like, well, let's all go hang out. You know, so we got a place that's big time's the title sponsor, of course, of the shoot. And we're going to try and work some out this tavern, run some sort of Bush Light deal and
special.
Some barbecue and all that. Yeah. It'll be fun. But like, we'll get to hang out and actually get to like chat with people all night instead of at the shoot when we're like managing everything. So,
yeah.
Like, we want to actually hang out.
It's going to be a great time.
Yeah. So we'll have a full day of just crazy stuff going. And so if you're interested in volunteering and helping with any of that youth stuff or anything else, just let us know. Anything else to add, Wade?
I'm good. I am good.
Eric?
Nope, I'm good. Congratulations again on both bucks. And
thanks, boys.
Killing it.
Not done yet.
Hey, should I tell what the Casey's call out is, or do you want me to wait?
I want to hear it. You got me fucking thinking about it.
Casey's call out.
Do it.
You get in your tree stand, order your Casey's pizza or your order, while you get in the stand, shoot a deer, get your deer, recover it, and get to your pizza by whatever time you said you were going to pick it up on the app while your pizza's still hot.
God damn.
You did that? You pulled that off?
Maybe. Maybe not.
So you pick it up, though, right?
So you ordered it before you shot your deer.
Listen, when you're sitting in a tree stand, you say, I'm going to get some Casey's pizza after this hunt. You order it on the app. And then, of course, you say, like, what time are you going to pick it up if you're hunting? You say, oh, I'm going to pick it up between this time and this time. You shoot a deer, recover your deer, and get there while your pizza's still hot.
Man. That's a tough one.
The Casey's call out.
God damn.
That has to mean a lot of things have to happen.
A lot of things got to line up.
You really would have to pinwheel that deer.
The Casey's call out. I'm the first person to do it, as far as I know. What up? That's what I'm saying.
What up?
It's like a grand slam except you get pizza at the end.
That's a tough one.
We'll break that down here on an upcoming episode. The Casey's call out.
Now I got to hear this shit.
I crowned it.
What a boss.
Hey.
What kind of pizza did you order?
Gang.
You really want to know?
Yeah.
Yeah, what flavor?
I don't know if you can handle that. I ordered. I'll tell you because I like you. I ordered Casey's cheeseburger pizza.
Great choice.
Fantastic.
Great choice.
Good. Specialty pizza, right? $15.99. I ordered a taco pizza.
Good, great choice.
Great choice. Great choice.
Also, $15.99 specialty pizza. And then I ordered a pepperoni.
Oh, classic pep?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I don't want sausage, but I ain't mad about pep. I ain't mad.
Listen, every time I go to the turnstile and I stare at that thing until my slice of pizza comes right around, I'm grabbing the pepperoni.
Yep. Pep 100%. Pep is my jam over sauce.
The Casey's call out.
Hey, just saying, know that. You know what I mean?
Bro.
Have that in the back of your mind.
I'm just worried about why you're ordering three large pizzas by yourself.
Feeding the boys from out of town, son.
Oh, no, okay, I was wondering. Okay, I was like, that's a lot of food, but...
Sam's out of town.
He's a deer.
Listen.
I need lunches.
If you're going for the Casey's call out, you don't half-ass it.
So you ordered the pizza. Well, we'll get into it later.
Yeah,
we'll
like, you're trying... You don't believe me?
I'm not saying I don't believe you.
How would I know about this challenge?
I'm just trying to... This is a lot going on.
I crowned it right here.
I was trying to figure it out.
Hey, listen, all I know, other podcasts are going to start talking about Bush Lights. They're going to start talking about Casey's Pizza. But just know who the real OGs are. That's all I'm saying.
Dude, I've been eating Casey's Pizza since I was born.
Yeah, dude, out the womb.
Before them.
There's grease in these veins, dude.
Yeah. Heart attack by 35. What's up?
What's up?
Yeah. Can't do that, West.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, where's your Casey's at? Where are you going to go to a Casey's in Utah? Bars,
get out of here.
Anyway, that's all. Closer out there. Everybody, thanks for listening. We appreciate you. Thanks for all the awesome messages about listening and the support and everything for us idiots. And we know what your wage brain is just like we are.
Yep.
You know what to do. Go shoot your bow. We love you.